With great power comes great responsibility.
Compromise where you can. Where you can't, don't. Even if everyone is telling you that something wrong is something right, even if the whole world is telling you to move, it is your duty to plant yourself like a tree, look them in the eye and say no, you move.
Never step onto the battlefield of ideas unprepared. Before you enter the fray, you need a plan. And there's no better place to get one than right here on Tactics with host Caleb Colquitt. The Situation Room goes live now on News Radio 1440.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us here on Tactics, where speech isn't violence, tolerance isn't love, and disagreement isn't hate. I'm your host, Caleb Colquitt, as always, and we do appreciate you being a part of this program, whether you're joining us on Facebook Live, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Twitch, on Periscope, all of the different mediums that we're on, whether you're on our website at tacticsradio.com, you're watching us through News Radio 1440, however you're joining us, we certainly appreciate you making us a part of your day. Now, I had something completely different planned for tonight's show. And I realized, I don't know, about three quarters of the way through prepping it. First of all, with the short amount of time that we have on Wednesday, there's no way that I could do it proper justice. And so we have a big special plan tomorrow, a big special breaking the internet that we will be airing on tomorrow's show. I may even be pre-recording it just to make sure that it's absolutely perfect. It's a pretty big undertaking because it hits on essentially every kind of inconsistency between the left and their attempts to co-opt Christianity. But we're going to be speaking on a completely different story that kind of falls along the same lines, but in the opposite direction. And I think that this does a good job of setting the table for what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. And one of the stories that has really had an impact on me, and I think even though I'm not an adherent to the church that this segment is going to be talking about, the Catholic Church, I think that it shows a lot of promise. And I think that it says a lot about where the millennials are. I can't speak as much for Gen Z because I believe that this was specifically focused on millennials. So the generation after us, the kids that are in college and around the college age now, the Gen Zers, it doesn't apply as much to them, even though I think that they would probably fall under this umbrella as well. But there has been an interesting phenomenon that, of all places, the Huffington Post, not exactly a bastion of conservative thinking, not exactly the Blaze or Conservative Review or Daily Wire or, you know, one of those sides. This is about as far left as it gets. Now, HuffPo may not quite be Mother Jones, but it's not real far from it. And so when it comes to this article by Huffington Post, it was really kind of surprising to me that they posted it. Maybe they had different motives or whatever. But they pointed to something that actually is correct. There has been a rash. I know that carries a negative connotation, but I don't mean it that way. I'm just sort of stating that it's become a commonplace thing, and it's become so recently, of young girls becoming nuns in the Catholic Church. And that has always been a thing. There have always been women in the Catholic Church that grew up in Catholicism, that have been learning the tenets of that religion for essentially their whole lives, and when they get to a mature age, they see an opportunity as opposed to going out into the world, raising a family, being a part of the Catholic Church from that perspective. There are always at least some of those girls that decide that they'd rather go into the ministry of the Catholic Church and become nuns, live in monasteries, or serve in some other capacity. What's different about this is that these are girls that weren't raised Catholic. In fact, a lot of these girls, according to the article at HuffPo, weren't raised in a church at all. And I do find that fascinating, that there has been a trend of girls that are very worldly, that have essentially everything that you could ever ask for out of people in that generation. I mean, they're young, fresh-faced, gorgeous girls sort of living that Instagram lifestyle where everybody follows them because they're very attractive, they're very charismatic, basically girls that have the world at their fingertips if they want it and are throwing it away and saying no, and instead choosing a life in service to God. Now, there's a lot of things that I disagree with the Catholics on. Don't get me wrong. But I'm more interested in what this story says about our culture and the generation that's coming up. Because I think that what's going on here is that my generation has been drowning for virtually our entire lives in a sea of ambiguity and moral relativism. Because we've been told essentially from the time that we were born all the way up until now that everybody's special, that what you do doesn't really matter, that any decision that you make could be understood from your perspective to be right. I mean, for goodness sake, we're the generation, us and the Gen Zers are the ones that were raised up under a system thinking, well, as long as you can justify how you got to your answer in math, then it's okay. Now, granted, a lot of my teachers didn't take that perspective, but that's the common core philosophy, right? That you don't actually have to get a right answer as long as you can kind of justify how you got there. And because of that, because my generation doesn't have any solid ground to go to, because we're, like I said, drowning in this sea of moral relativism where black could be understood as white in certain respects, and if you change your perspective a little bit, then you'll turn out that evil's not really as evil as you thought, and good's not really as good as you thought. And we've been saturated with this stuff from, in some cases, our parents, our culture, and in some cases, churches too, that have adopted this mentality that, well, there is right and wrong, yeah, kind of, sort of, but you could be justified in doing some bad things as long as you can answer for it. And this doctrine, this gospel, the prosperity gospel that, well, whatever you do, as long as it makes you feel good, as long as you're happy, God wants you to be happy, and that's the ultimate goal. My generation has been living that for so long that we are dying for something solid to stand on. And you have to admit that when it comes to things that are solid, things that are traditional, things that have been there for a long time, at least perceivedly, the Catholic Church is it. I mean, I would argue that, of course, the Church of Christ is the original true church, and I've had those discussions on the air with Catholic friends of mine, and you have heard probably my arguments for it if you've been following my career for any amount of time. But the point is, my generation and adherents to it are looking out for something to grab onto, some kind of lifeline, something that says, no, there are parameters, there is a right and wrong, there is absolute truth, and yes, you can know it. That's why you see figures like Ben Shapiro or Dr. Jordan B. Peterson that are saying these things, and they're drawing millennials and Gen Zers to them like flies to honey. The reason for that is because they're saying, unlike a lot of the people that they've been raised around, no, there are moral absolutes, there is a right and wrong, and yes, it is incumbent upon you to know that and adhere to it. And I think that that really does show that my generation is not being drawn in. I've seen so many churches make the mistake of thinking, well, we've got to be relevant. We've got to change what we're doing. We have to add the smoke and mirrors. We have to add the lights and the laser shows and have the progressive rock band and worship. You're actually moving in the opposite direction that the very people that you're trying to evangelize to are going. A lot of people in my generation that were raised in the exact opposite way to believe that the traditional church, and it's, I mean, it doesn't get a whole lot more traditional than the Catholic Church, let's be honest. The big cathedrals with the very traditional setting and the all of that, all the trappings and dress wrapping that goes with it. the reason that people are gravitating towards that in my generation, I believe, is because they want something to hold on to. They want something that's solid. Now, my advice, of course, would be that if you want something solid to grab onto, there's nothing more solid than clinging to the word of the gospel. But there's a reason that my generation, for example, is the most pro-life generation that there has been in this country. There's a reason that my generation, generally speaking, really believes in the rule of law. And there's some other things that millennials, a majority of millennials and Gen Zers believe that I disagree with, but that's one thing that, you know, is pretty common amongst younger people nowadays. And because of this, I think that a lot of these churches have made a grave miscalculation in saying, well, what we've got to do is we've got to make it more dynamic. We have to make worship more exciting. We have to figure out a way to appeal to that younger demographic. No. Even if you were to try that, it's still not going to work. The mega churches and the ones that have all the big flashy lights and the electric guitars and all of that other stuff, look out in the audience of a lot of those churches. Do you see a lot of young people? Because, granted, I haven't watched a lot of it, but every time I look out there, I don't see a lot of millennials. I see an awful lot of Gen Xers. And this is not just me trying to bash other generations other than mine. I think the millennials have plenty of problems, and I talk about it on a regular basis. You could go into the whole snowflake problem and the safe spaces thing. I mean, there's a myriad of issues that millennials have. I'm just saying that in this one particular area, it feels like we've been pushed in this one direction for so long, this idea of moral relativism and putting you at the center of it. I saw a great clip the other day. It was Joel Osteen. And one of his quotes saying that you need to believe in the power of I am. You need to say that I am healthy, I am blessed, I am powerful, I am beautiful, all these other things. And then it contrasted that with one of the passages that was written by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, talking about how he boasts in his weakness, not because of him, but because of the power of God. You see, that's the thing that really drives a wedge between these. If your worship is centered around making you feel good, it's not going to work. And the great thing about the millennial generation is we've gotten so astute, and I think it's because we've grown up largely with the internet. We've gotten really good at smelling inauthenticity. Well, if I can speak, that maybe another issue the millennials are having based on how I'm trying to get it out here. For whatever reason, we just have a nose for spotting people that are not authentic. And I'm not saying that we're perfect at it or we never get bamboozled ourselves, but I'm saying that tends to be something that millennials happen to be pretty good at. We don't get drawn in by fake emails or fake telemarketers or whatever as easy as some older people. I'm not sure exactly why that is. It just seems to be the case. And you've got con men like Osteen and some of these other mega church preachers that are teaching this prosperity gospel that if you just follow Christ, you'll feel good and everything in your life will just fall into place. I'm sorry, there's not a word of truth to that. You don't find that anywhere in the gospel. It was routine for Jesus to tell people, by the way, guys, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. You're not going to have an earthly reward here. And by the way, if you do follow me, you're going to be hated and despised by the world. It would not be uncommon in Jesus' ministry. This happens multiple times where he's gaining a following and there's a lot of people coming to follow him and he gets to a certain number and he just, kind of like Gideon, he weeds out the people that aren't fit to be there. And he says really difficult things to understand, like, if you do not eat my body and drink my blood, you have no part with me. You cannot be a part of the kingdom of heaven. Or he talks about marriage, divorce, and remarriage, and people say, this is a hard saying. And he's like, oh, if you think that's hard, wait till I tell you what I've got coming next. You see, that's the thing that millennials are starting to gravitate to. I get that there are a lot of people in my generation that they don't want to hear things that make them uncomfortable. But the ones that aren't that way, we want the hard truth because that's authentic. I mean, Jesus sat down his disciples and had some real talk on a pretty regular basis. And when he did, it scared disciples off multiple times, sometimes down to where the apostles were the only people standing around when that was all over. And I'm not saying that he was doing that specifically to drive them off, but he also didn't sacrifice the truth to try to sweeten it with sugar or try to tickle people's ears. That's not what he was about. He was here to save souls. And my generation is screaming out, please give us something solid to hold on to. And I pray, and this is my earnest prayer, that the vast majority of us, because I know not all of us are going to, but at least a large number of us, are going to try to go back to the root, the most solid ground that you can stand on, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay the course, friends.
Tactics is a production of News Radio 1440 and Cumulus Media Montgomery. Any opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Cumulus Media. The theme song for Tactics is 6 Foot Town by Big and Rich. Graphics by Jessica Dawson. Broadcast studios provided by Cumulus Media Montgomery. Location studios provided by the Dalreda Church of Christ. Copyright 2019.